USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. Customs and Border Protection are telling holiday shoppers to be on alert after more than 13,000 counterfeit designer products were seized from a cargo shipment from China. The shipment was seized on November 9th. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted during an interview with Fox News' Neil Cavuto that he has no clue what to do about the thousands of migrants who have entered the U.S. with COVID-19. Cavuto confronted Fauci about how 18% of the migrant families coming in are testing positive for the virus.
I don't have an easy answer for that. I mean, obviously, Title 42 is still operable at the border, trying to keep people who should not come in into the country. There is testing that is done.
Fauci went on to claim that Omicron is going to spread no matter what measures are taken. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The New York Times said Friday that it is reviewing a top editor at the newspaper's Wirecutter.com for tweeting scathing messages about a gun rights group and for allegedly leaving angry, profane voicemails for the group. The tweets and the alleged voicemail by Aaron Marquis, Wirecutter's lead editor for computer networking, each referenced a press release opposing gun control laws sent out by the group Great Lakes Gun Rights on the heels of a shooting at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit that killed 4 students.
Hi, I'm a journalist at the New York Times. I'm just calling to wonder, I have 2 questions. How do you sleep at night?
Former Trump Department of Justice official Jeffrey Clark's plans to plead the 5th to the House's January 6th committee could complicate the department's willingness to prosecute him. A lawyer for Clark indicated he would like to exercise his 5th Amendment right against self-incrimination. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense Secretary Austin speaks about China.
Ladies and gentlemen, in America, we don't fear competition.
That's U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin as he addressed the Reagan National Defense Forum in Washington on Saturday, saying the United States is not afraid of competition with China as China increases its military advancements. Austin also saying overall when it comes to addressing the challenges of the 21st century,
we will face them with fortitude and not fear. Democracy has always been our roadmap to success and security, and I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's. Thank you very much.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CNN on Saturday terminated one of its top anchors, Chris Cuomo, after having indefinitely suspended him earlier. The suspension was announced on Tuesday to review Chris Cuomo's conduct over materials that suggested he was more involved than he had admitted in trying to help his brother, then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, amid sexual harassment allegations against the former governor earlier this year. The materials were released on November 29th by New York's Attorney General Letitia James, whose office found that Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed at least 11 women. CNN was reviewing the new materials before it decided to suspend Chris Cuomo and then ultimately fire him. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.